Dang, is it really that time of the month already? Well, I guess it has to be done. Just need a few basic tools and it should be all right for the most part. Okay, brush for the fur, scissors for any knots, clippers in case of any matting. I do have my tools if there's a large buildup of wax, bowl of water and sponge to get the inner fur, filers for the nails if they're too long. Then that has to be it, right? Everything needed to look after my little fur ball. Now to get him over. Kitty! Oh, kitty, where are you? Kitty, you know what time it is. Come here, kitty, on my lap. Guess who's back with a brand new pampering session? I don't mean pampering as in you're gonna fight me the entire time, because admit it. Last time I did this to you, you enjoyed it, and you were practically purring to the heavens until you fell asleep. Pull the curtains back from you, okay, so the sunlight can shine on you. I know it's your weakness, so if you want to fall asleep, then it's okay with me. Get comfy. No arguing with me, biting, or scratching, because that's when I get annoyed with you. I'm sure you'll agree with me when I say this. Let's get the worst part out of the way. So first, I'll wash your ears. I know, it's not fun, but sometimes the fur can get caught and grow inwards, which just increases all the earwax. Which means my naughty little kitty cat actually had a good excuse for ignoring me. See, the water's the perfect temperature. Nothing's gonna bother you, so if anything goes inside, I can just use Q-tips to get it out, okay? I've been caring for you for a couple of months now, Took a lot of time and trust, but I think for a human, I'm doing pretty dang good. And I don't think you can argue otherwise with me, It's a shame you cat boys aren't overly fond of water. When your fur gets wet, it's so much easier to work with. Give me a moment, I'll need to focus for this part. Almost there, just to check the side again. Let me just dry you off a little bit. Well, it certainly beats a hairdryer, don't you think? They're very loud and obnoxious. Gentle blowing, nothing too harsh. Okay, I'll give them a quick brush at each side. It seems like you have some matting. I was worried about that. It's common though, behind the ear area, so no one's gonna notice, I promise. They are fluffy enough. I swear, you have enough fur to nest 1,000 birds. I'll need to put your leftover fluff out in the yard so they can pick up the pile. Should be egg laying season soon. If one type of bird isn't laying, then another is. Nice and still for this. Okay, I'm gonna remove the mats now. Just take a second, hold still for me. My worst nightmare is accidentally hurting you. That wouldn't be fun for either of us. Next, although a band-aid on your ear would look kinda cute. Maybe we can do some Nurse Catboy Halloween costume. It's fitting, don't you think? You're hard to impress today, but that's okay. I like a challenge. That seems much better. I'm just gonna smoothen out the tips of your ears with the scissors. Make you neat and tidy. I'll never get over how soft the tips of your ears are. It was such a strange concept when I first started pampering you. So worried about pulling your hair out or leaning too hard in them, but you're good at reacting and moving them when you need to. Just tidy up around, get the stray hair. Looking nice and presentable. I'm gonna have to take a look inside though. When I was washing them, there was some kind of discoloration, and I do not want any kind of Thankfully, there isn't a smell, or I would be tempted to take you to the clinic for antibiotics. I know that we agree that once a month I would get you nice and tidy, but I worry it's not enough during the summer months. With the heat and humidity, I'm afraid your ears seem like the perfect breeding ground for bacteria. You rolling your eyes, mister? Yeah, I thought so, but you know I'm right, or you wouldn't roll them in the first place. Hear me out. Why not we do the ear cleaning every 2 weeks in summer, every 3 weeks in the spring or fall, then once a month in winter? Your health comes first. I have to be responsible for you, you know? My little moody so-and-so. Good news is, it looks like the wax is coming out healthy and there's nothing wrong with it. Let me just finish up real quick. Thank you. Okay, there's a few areas I can't really reach with the Q-tip, so I'm gonna use one of the tools again. Remember, don't worry, you have L-shaped ear canals, so I can't go any deeper to the point it will hurt you. I know I haven't had much practice with this, but you trust me, or well, I hope you do. And I most certainly trust you. So let's stay nice and still, huh? Oh, yeah, that's a big clump of wax. Hey, you're not getting embarrassed on me now, are you? What you gotta be shy around me for? I take care of you, right? And need you in tip-top shape. Never know when I'm randomly gonna get inspected for having you, so a healthy kitty is a happy kitty. Let's try that again. I'm quite happy with that. Let's try this side. I really got these ear cleaning tools for a bargain. These tools were pretty well priced. I'm happy that I bought them. It was so much to learn about what you guys need to stay healthy. Happy with that. Furball, pause. Let me see them. Well, they could be worse. I was wondering, now I know it might seem a little embarrassing, but perhaps you require a scratching post in your room? I know it's a strange concept, but look, it would just stay between yourself and I. I'd hide it away so when you're bored and you have nothing better to do than lounge around, you can voluntarily scratch your claws on it, which means we can avoid you shuffling around as I file them down. I do it because I love you, and niece must. Remember when you first arrived here? You were poking holes in everything you touched, and I was too worried to say anything because I thought you were so serious and scary. Turns out you're just a soft, ooey gooey ball of fluff. Although your face, it's pretty aggressive looking. I know you don't mean it, but it's just kind of how it is, unfortunately. Not bad. You're sitting through this well. I know the vibration doesn't feel good on your hands. I can offer the clipping method, but you seem to despise that ever so more. Okay, let me finish up. I'll brush over your ears again for the moment, and maybe a little bit of your head. Then, as a reward for being oh so still and oh so well behaved, I'll do that ear massaging and scalp massage you like. You feel the sun against your face, huh? Making you want to sleep? That's okay if you do. I'll be making food shortly.